Are you really?
101.3 CFM, this is the Byron and Christie Show on the Central Coast Hit Music Station, 22 minutes past 7. We are always looking to launch new game show concepts here at the Byron and Christie Show. I mean, you just heard Big Top or the other option before. Always looking at ideas. How can we take this show to a different level? And Christie, congratulations. You have set up a whole new format involving popular English pop star Aston Marigold, who is so hot right now.
Yeah, Aston Marigold. He sounds a lot like Bruno Mars. He's got a really funky kind of vibe. People are loving the tune. So, look, it's in the very beginning stages. It's at a place called The Pilot. So we're only at that stage for the concept.
Just
so
people know who he is, it's this song which everyone loves. That funky gets stupid. I mean, this is great.
Cool, right?
Good fun. So cool. So you've involved him in this game show.
So the game show is called Ozifying Aston. All we need to do is kind of find like somebody to support it. We need money at this stage.
Sure.
But it's all about teaching Brits and people that have never been to Australia all about Aussie slang.
Good luck. I know you've got our very own Rachel Hart to help you with this. And I'm just so proud of both of you for what you've achieved.
Thank you, Brian.
Here it is, our brand new game show pilot version.
What better time than now, Aston, to welcome you to the country's newest game show, educating one Brit pop star at a time, Ozifying Aston. Now, Aston, the rules for our game are fairly simple. My sidekick, Rach, is going to ask you a series of questions relating to Australian slang. It is your job to decode and learn a thing or two along the way. Education can be fun. Aston Marigold, are we ready to play?
I think so.
Okay, question one. Question number one. What does the word routing mean? A, navigating a map. B, have sex. And C, rip up the weeds in the backyard. Keeping in mind, Aston, that this is a family-friendly show.
Of course. Let's go for B.
That is correct!
Yay! He's got it. Okay, one from one. Brilliant stats so far. Now, moving on in the level of difficulty, Aston Marigold, question two from CFM's Rachel Hart.
What is a dunny? Is it A, a toilet? B, a popular restaurant chain? Or C, another name for a dingo?
A dunny.
Dunny. Aston, spelled D-U-N-N-Y.
A.
Correct!
It's A. He's absolutely got it. Ooh, and Aston. Yep, I'm just getting word from our show producers that this is an opportunity for bonus points. If you can correctly use the word dunny in a sentence.
Well, when we started this interview, you thought that I was in the dunny. It sounded like an echo.
Extra points for using the word dunny absolutely correctly. Our third and final question is the most difficult of Ozifying Aston so far. Take it away, Rachel.
I'll be reading a sentence spoken in typical Australian slang, and it'll be your job to decode this sentence. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The Savo, Christy and I are defo's going to head to Macca's to grab din dins, but first I've got to do a Yui and pull into the servo to grab some petty.
Aston Marigold, do you know and have the knowledge to decode the Australian slang sentence?
I think so. Did you just say that you're going to go to McDonald's and grab some food, but you need to do a U-turn and get some cash?
Where's the cash? Are you translating petty to cash? As in like petty cash?
I have no idea.
Well, that would be incorrect. Petty being short for petrol, but apart from that... Aston, as we would say here in Australia, good on you, mate.
On your mate.
Okay, good. That's right.
Hashtag Australia. Aston Marigold, thank you for playing our very first edition of Ozifying Aston. It'll be back next week, but we've just got to find somebody else who is in the celebrity world, also called Aston.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
There he goes. And his single is Get Stupid. Great single. It's available now. Christy, petty? I've never called petrol petty in my life. No wonder he got it wrong. It's not petty.
Petty is sure for petrol. I use it all the time.
Gas, maybe? Petty.
Gas, please.
Well, I'm an American.
That's American.
Tom, you've never heard petty?
Never heard petty, but I'm like you. I also call it gas.
You guys are wrong.
Anyway, thank you so much for playing. That's a great game show, by the way.
Thank you. I can't wait to get it up off the ground. Just need some investors.
727.